It's Friday, October 11, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Today, the Home Affairs Ministry is inaugurating its Karas Regional Office. The office will be open from 8 to 10 a.m., and clients needing services related to births and deaths are directed to Keetmanshoop State Hospital during this time. Ministerial spokesperson Margaret Scallow.
We do understand that this temporary adjustment may cause some inconvenience, and we sincerely apologize for any disruption it may bring. The public understanding and cooperation are greatly appreciated. The normal office operations will resume on Monday, that is the 14th of October 2024, and we look forward to serving the public in the newly inaugurated office.
Namibia and the United States have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen collaboration in the renewable sector. The agreement, formalized by Mines and Energy Minister Thomas Alwendo and U.S. Ambassador Randy Berry, seeks to enhance the effectiveness of renewable energy programs and improve efficiency for more favorable developmental results. Here is the ministry's 10 Hashio Shange Hashela.
The Namibian government is actively pursuing regulatory reforms that promote transparency and attract institutional investors, and is committed to making the country an attractive investment destination. That's now for renewable energy, and also reducing or eliminating barriers to investment.
The Cabinet of South Africa welcomed the United Nations General Assembly's resolution declaring Israel's occupation of East Jerusalem, the West Bank and Gaza as unlawful. The resolution mandates the complete withdrawal of Israeli settlers and soldiers from these areas and reaffirms international support for the two-state solution. The minister in the South African presidency, Kumbutso Ntsavena, told the media the government has reiterated its commitment to peace and justice, supporting diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict.
This resolution is not only significant for South Africa's case at the ICJ, but that the developed countries such as Spain, Belgium and Japan have joined most of the countries of the Global South in supporting the resolution.
The leaders of Egypt, Somalia and Eritrea, all of whom have tense relations with Ethiopia, gathered in Asmara, Eritrea's capital, indicates BBC Africa. An official statement underscored the importance of respecting sovereignty and territorial integrity in the region, potentially alluding to Ethiopia's ambitions for seaport access. Ethiopia was not directly mentioned, though recent diplomatic tensions have drawn Somalia closer to Egypt and Eritrea, both of which have long-standing disputes with Ethiopia. TD Bank has agreed to pay a record-breaking $3 billion in fines and pleaded guilty in a money laundering case brought by U.S. authorities. They accused the Canadian bank of failing to properly monitor money laundering activities by drug cartels. On the ground for us is Tony Waterman with the report.
According to U.S. officials, TD Bank's lack of oversight allowed three money laundering networks to transfer more than $670 million through the lenders' accounts. At one point, the Justice Department claims employees accepted what appeared to be bribes to process the transfers and not report the suspicious activity. Besides the record-setting penalties, U.S. authorities have also placed a cap on new deposits TD will be allowed to take in the U.S., a rare move that could limit its ability to expand in the country. Tony Waterman, Texas.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.